What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Brown Sugar Hour. Before we get this podcast started, I just wanted to remind you all to follow, subscribe, and all of the other options available for easy access to our podcast and all of our episodes. Don't forget to leave a 5-star rating and nothing less if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, and leave a comment or review. We'd love to hear from you. And lastly, go ahead and follow our Instagram at grove.girls, and we always post fun stuff there. So yeah, I got all of the girls here with me today. I have Alyssa.
Ali'i.
I'm Brandy.
And I'm Sarah.
Cool. Roll the intro music. October, everyone. It's October 1st.
Hey.
Love that. It's spooky season, y'all. Oh, so
spooky season.
People have been having their spooky season decorations up since the middle of September.
I am guilty of that.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, I have 2 pumpkins by my TV.
Oh. That's so funny. How many months has it been in quarantine already?
Like 7.
It started in March.
March. Wow.
Yeah.
March, April, May, June.
It started
August,
March,
September, October.
March 19th.
8 months?
Whoa, we're getting exact.
8 months.
Literally, yes. Over half the year.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Who would have thought?
I saw something on TikTok, and it was like, can we go back to season 1 of quarantine where all we did was watch Tiger King,
make whipped coffee.
Yeah, whipped coffee and then Renegade. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, those were such good. Everyone was like finding their hobby.
Yes.
And like really excited about it. And now we're all like,
now everyone is mad.
Yeah, they're like,
everyone's mad.
And it was fine drinking alcohol in my parents' basement. I was like, oh my gosh.
Now it's serious. Like now, people.
Yeah. Now it's like, okay, funny.
What's next? Thanks, 2020. Let's move on.
Yeah.
I guess not. I totally forgot about Tiger King and the Renegade and all of that.
Because it's like,
it was only not so long ago.
Yeah. Too. But like so many, like, I feel like just because we've been in this like quarantine thing, so many things have like happened that like we always like, I don't know, it's easy to forget.
Yeah. Literally a lot has happened just in this year alone. It's so crazy. I think it's just one of those years, I guess.
It's like a lot has happened, good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just because this year already feels so weird, I feel like everything is just being squished together.
Yeah.
Like you're forgetting the days, the months.
Like it literally, summer blew by. Like it felt like I had no summer.
I was so confused because it's October now, but August felt so long. September was the fastest month ever, and now it's October. My birthday is going to be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hello.
Literally.
Brandy's birthday is going
to
be tomorrow.
It'll be crazy when it gets to my birthday because
it'll be a
quarantine
year.
Had started by my birthday.
Yeah.
So we're not trick-or-treating this year, are we?
Nope.
I mean.
No.
I
haven't done that in years.
I mean, I'm not saying for us. I mean, I wouldn't mind going trick-or-treating, but for like my brother, you know.
Oh yeah.
I wasn't thinking we were going to, but that's a topic to talk about.
Yeah. I asked my nieces, I was like, what are you gonna be for Halloween this year? And they're like, my mommy said Halloween is canceled. I was like, oh. I was like, you can still dress up and have fun. And she's like, no. I was like, oh, okay.
Brandon, you should bring them over and like have a little cute Halloween girls night.
Yeah, I don't have my October schedule for them because I babysit them. My thing is falling off, sorry. I babysit them. I only have the first week of October set because they have fall break next week, so I gotta watch them then. But I'm pretty sure, I don't know, if I get them on Halloween, I'm gonna throw like a Halloween party at the house.
Yeah.
So me and Tomroy, then we're gonna like go buy our favorite candies and then like play a Halloween movie, like with his cousins, like Halloween Town or something. And then like when they go to sleep, then we'll watch a scary Halloween movie. But we're also thinking about going to the thing at Aloha Stadium.
Oh, what's that going on at Aloha Stadium?
It's like a drive-through haunted house. Like
I want to go.
Yeah, like I think it was like $60 a car.
Oh, I mean, not bad if you're chipping in.
Yeah, and so like you have to keep your windows up and everything, but like you have to go through phases. And I'm assuming they have different themes and they can, I don't know.
Is it like all October long?
That's interesting.
Yeah. I think it's for like a couple weeks.
Oh my gosh. We should go one.
There's been like a lot of those kinds of things in LA too. I don't know. I feel weird about driving through like a haunted place. Like what if somebody scares me and I pull my steering wheel to the right or to the left?
Yeah. And then step on the gas.
Yes.
Because it would need to be banging pretty hard to scare me. But then if they bang that hard.
Oh, hell no.
Then there's problem.
If somebody pops up in the front of the car, my first reaction will to either like step on my gas or like brake check, you know?
Beep the horn.
So I don't know. We'll see. But we saw it and we were thinking about it. Especially if it's 60 a car and there's like four of us in there, and then it's,
you know what you should
I
do?
Also saw like drive through like trick or treating.
Like around the neighborhoods.
Around the neighborhood. Yeah. Not my neighborhood, but I've seen it on Instagram, like this one street and this many houses are doing like drive through trick or treating, which I thought was so sweet for like kids, obviously.
That's cool. Yeah, I was talking to my mom about, has Jamin ever carved a pumpkin, ate pumpkin seeds? And I asked Jamin, he said no. So I want to do something where an activity where we get the whole family, we do pumpkin carvings, and
you
then
do a contest.
Pumpkin seeds, we roast. Yeah, so that's what we were thinking, and my mom was so up for it.
Yeah, that'd be so cute.
Because, I don't know, I feel like because we're all older, Jamin kind of didn't get to experience all the little kid things.
You can bob for apples.
I want to do that.
Yes.
Put up water in a cooler and apples.
There's also, like, kits at Walmart, like Halloween Rice Krispie treat, like, kits, and you... you can like dip them to make them green and black, and then it comes with like eyeballs.
Oh,
candies.
For like Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw like Haunted Mansion gingerbread houses. So you can make like a gingerbread house, but it's obviously a haunted mansion. And you decorate it spooky.
Yeah, I want to find a bunch of cool activities that
I didn't know Jamin didn't really get all that stuff.
Yeah, I feel like it's just because we would just go over to a person's house, so we were never ever really decorating our house. If we did, it was my grandparents, and so they did everything themselves while we went somewhere else. So I mean, I guess now would be a good time to try it with him, see if he likes it.
Yeah,
stay away from spider webs. Those things are so hard to clean and put up.
Oh, okay.
I know,
we put them up in our apartment, didn't we? We did that for something.
Spider webs.
We did it for our event.
Yes. Yeah, it was
because I remember separating them and like taping them, and
never again.
Well, also, since it's October, it actually is the month where in college we were doing the most.
Yeah,
we were literally doing the most. We did every single thing we could do, and so that means our Snapchat memories are popping off.
Yes.
So I know we've been sending each other a bunch of Snapchat memories, but are there like some in particular that you wanted to bring up and relive, I guess, share with the podcast?
Yesterday me and Brandy were in Vegas like so that was fun. I only had a couple of snaps,
same
but
I don't know what happened to it.
I forgot I proposed to Brandy when I saw an in-hotel chapel, which I thought was so funny and like so Vegas.
I know, I thought that, I was like, when I saw that Snapchat memory you sent, I was like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about this.
I
got a bunch of Snapchats from Micah's birthday party. Her birthday weekend.
That was even,
what was the theme?
Yoga hoes and workout bros.
Yeah.
Yoga hoes and workout bros, dude. Yeah. I remember where I saw the Snapchat. I'm wearing this bikini from this Instagram brand, I forget what it was, but that bikini was just right for me, and I was looking at the bikini because I grabbed it out, that don't fit me no more. It's too tiny.
Yeah, I wasn't had some for Micah's birthday as well.
Wasn't that the night that's when iced latte was a whole Alyssa.
Yes. Oh, not that night. No. It was that was our
welcome.
Yeah,
that was the
yard thing. In my pink romper.
That night, iced latte was like standing next to me the entire time because I was the bartender. So him and I kept taking shots together.
He also had his famous Kim Possible costume on.
Iconic. He was so happy about his Kim Possible costume because he cropped his own shirt.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm so happy for you. Like, I love that you are in love with your costume.
I was just talking to him the other day. I was like, dang, I miss you.
Yeah,
me too.
Can I talk about what he said? He sent me.
Yeah.
I screenshotted it.
Oh my gosh, I think I know. Me too.
Let me say it out loud. Let's see if we are all on the same page. Okay, so he sent me, like, a random Snapchat about, like, him wanting to see somebody, right? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay, but then I responded, and look at what he responded back to me. He goes, I'm trying to get Wendy's parking lot and cuddled after. that shit hit different after a 4 for 4.
Oh my gosh.
Not the 4 for 4.
Not the 4 for 4.
I'm going to think about the 4 for 4 differently now.
Yeah, me too. I get that a lot.
But that's our friend. Like, that's how he is.
That's a typical Micah. Yeah.
And I literally was like, wow, I freaking miss you.
I just miss his, like, craziness. And he always, like, brought that craziness to our friendship and our friend group.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he always had that energy. And he was, I was like, just going to say that he was always the literal life of the party.
Yeah.
He was. He always had his cooler with him with his own drinks. Mm-hmm. He drank his own drinks. So that was funny. He brought his own ice, his own cups. He literally had everything. He was making his own little martinis in his cooler and then sharing.
No, literally iconic.
Want some? Go get a cup.
Yeah.
What's his favorite drink? The Cosmo?
I think, I don't know. He like, for a very long time, it was just vodka soda.
Yeah.
Because I think.
I think it was Cosmos for a little bit. And then he would always make like now I know he likes Moscow Mules.
There was also a cute little Snapchat of us getting pulled over while we were dropping off our friends to a party just because Brandy made an illegal U-turn.
It was nighttime. I was driving with my glasses. I can't see. I don't read signs. I had like 5 people in the back seat. 2 people in my front seat, right? Or no, not that night. 1 person in my front seat,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
there was 4 of us.
Yeah, I was like, what the? I was like, oh my god, I'm so scared. I cried when I got back to the apartment. Because I've never gotten pulled over before. And I thought it was going to be serious.
But I think, thank
goodness it wasn't.
I think he let us off because I was like the DD trying to drive people home. Mm-hmm, like, he could obviously tell I was in a hoodie. I was in pajamas, yeah.
Oh.
Like, I had a sweatshirt hoodie on and pajama shorts and my glasses.
I also had a lot of Snapchat memories of the time that the first concert we ever went to together, Jesse McCartney.
I didn't even watch any of it because I didn't want to get sad.
My story was so long. Yes. I saved it all, but my story was so long.
So was mine. I just posted like a little tiny bit on my Instagram. I mean, not on my story. But I watched them all the way through, and I got sad.
Yeah, I didn't want to go through that because, you know, post-concert depression is a thing. And I didn't want to.
I didn't post half of them because I was like ugly singing.
Yeah, same. Also, another reason why I didn't want to listen to them.
We even after the concert, we followed him around in his car, what we thought was his car, which I think it was, to be honest,
for sure his car.
Yeah, and I got scared.
It was definitely his car, and then we got scared, and so we stopped. And then what else did we do? Oh, we went back to the apartment and we watched the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody episode with him in it.
Mm-hmm. We were like, wow.
We met him.
Oh, so you're right.
He sounds exactly like that. What?
The haunted.
Oh, it is. It is Sweet 613. The haunted one for Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. I'm excited to watch that again.
Yeah, me too.
I hope they bring back some of the old episodes, actually.
Isn't it on Disney Plus?
Yeah, but I know on Disney Channel they actually like play. They have a marathon, but I don't know if they'll do it.
I have a memory of me today of the first time I got the puppy.
Puppy.
Your fish.
What?
Oh,
remember she had a fish named Puppy. do you not remember the joke? Like, why don't you guys remember any of these things?
I know, we're just like looking at you like, the fuck?
We all have blank stares. I stare at Alyssa right now. We're like, what are you talking about?
I know, you guys are so weird. Yeah, we were like, yeah, I have a pet at home. I have a fish named Puppy. You thought it was funny that you named your fish Puppy, but it wasn't actually even a pet at all. Never mind. Oh my gosh. You have an
incredible memory.
Yeah.
Y'all are whack.
Like, I thought I
but not memory, at the same
but
time.
That's like good memory.
I really went deep in my archives, in my brain.
We all also have a memory of that came up this week, and it was when we did like NAU mark. We took part in a marketing photo shoot.
Oh, MG.
Yeah.
They basically used us to make the campus look diverse.
Yes.
Literally.
Which I'm okay with. Because we graduated 2 years.
We graduated 2 years ago. 2019? Last year. Mm-hmm. We graduated last year, and they are still using all of our photos.
For like multiple 2 years. Oh, no. A year.
No, 1 year.
No, not yet. A year and a half.
And they still use all of our photos.
Lives.
Yeah, so Ali'i found a link to see, like, all the photos that they, even the ones that they didn't, like, posted and stuff. Now we're going through all the memories.
We have them all.
Emphasis on found, though, because she really had to go dig it. Because apparently there were some people who already had it that didn't share. But it's okay. We got it now.
It just is so weird to me that, like, why wouldn't you share?
Yeah.
I know. It's fine. Maybe we should have emailed them.
I didn't know it was that easy.
Yes.
Same. I know. I feel like, have they taken any more photos of us? Then we can just.
They did. Because remember when we did the, like, the sorority girl one, Sarah? And then we also did ones with BSU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we also did some with.
There's like so many photos of us for NAU. We are their student models.
We are the face of the diversity headquarters.
On campus, yes.
Also, something new this week, literally, 2 hours ago, Lainey came out with her newest album. Let's talk about that. Hi, Les.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Jay.
Sorry.
Hi, Steve.
Steve
is our manager. We love him to death. He's hilarious.
I feel bad. I'm always like, hey, Paul. Hi, Paul. But,
I think
you know,
they know it.
Jake and Les, they know how I play. It's
fine. You know,
they know who the
favorite
is.
It's good that we know all of their names. You know what I'm saying? Because because since Paul is the lead singer, obviously everybody's gonna know Paul. But we gotta give a shout out to I just forgot their names.
Jake and Les.
Oh and my gosh!
People don't even know. Not everyone.
People
knows
don't
Steve.
Know Steve like we know Steve.
Steve date.
Yeah.
What's crack?
Do we have pictures with Steve?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Am I in it?
Sure.
I don't think I am. Sarah. Yeah. Okay. I don't think I was in it.
Were you
but
looking
I was
for
there.
Me?
I remember. I probably was looking for you. I was probably like, okay, I'm going to go find Brad because look, we're talking to Steve, you know?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. You were looking for her.
We have been spending. They've been not leaking. They've been releasing a bunch of merch, limited merch every couple
it's
of weeks
so
or
bad.
So and
they
every
suckered
single
us.
Launch we've gotten at least one or two things from them
they stay releasing stuff like I think it's more than once or twice a week. I think it's like 3 times a week that they release something. Like they just released something else today.
And
that little
the magazine
that's what it's called. I don't know what
they
it's called.
They call it zine.
But it was something like
zine,
that.
Zine, as in, like, magazine.
Zine. I understand.
I almost bought their biker shorts, but I didn't.
Wait, I was thinking of the biker shorts and the sports bra because of
film.
You. Because I was like, ooh, she loves matching sets like that. And I thought of you.
But the $14 shorts were 100%. Yeah.
And free shipping?
Yes.
I was like, I'm not going to get it.
I got two.
There's no way.
We all got two.
I got two, and then a signed CD because I don't have a record.
Okay,
so I
bought the signed CD first, right? And then they restocked the signed record player, and I bought it. And I don't even have like a vinyl player. Car?
Yeah. Do I have a CD player? I keep playing in my car. I have that, and I have my Justin Bieber album in my car.
I wanted the cassette tape. But I'm, like, so concerned with getting the Malibu Nights one, which I can't find anywhere.
Oh.
But I also need a cassette
Maybe
player.
DM Paul or Steve and they'll send you one.
Steve would have the answers.
I'll send him our picture first. And then...
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I only see a picture of me and him.
I don't think I was... I think I took the photo.
Oh, I think you did.
Yeah.
He's so cute. Steve.
I love Steve. Did when we get all of our merch, we're going to have, like, the cutest freaking photo shoots. And we're going to, like, do a little collage with the four of us.
Oh, for sure. We're making our own album cover.
I can't wait.
We're going to get 100%.
They love us.
But yeah, I've been going full-on fangirl. I love Lady so much.
So much.
My favorite band.
I think they're my favorite band. Well, I know they're my favorite
band.
Yeah.
I think they're definitely my favorite band, and they have been for a while. I don't think I've ever said it out loud, but Lainey, you heard it here first. But calling all hardcore Lainey fans, how do we get on the list? Like, you know the list. Like, the list. How do we get on it? I want to get into the listening parties, the exclusive stuff. You know, I want to be their best friends. If you hear this, Lainey hardcore fans, I'm here.
We are hardcore fans, and somebody I know was on that list. And I even was like, yo, how do we get on that list? Because we need to be there with Paul and Les and Jake.
Ooh, good job.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
Very good. Oh, the other day, who was it that reminded us that it was National Podcast Day?
Sarah.
It was National Podcast Day on the 30th of September. And it has come to my attention that people have been, you know, what is it called?
Talking about us,
posting about us, supporting us, telling us, sharing with the world that we are one of their top podcasts that they listen to among the many other podcasts on all of the podcasting platforms. So thank you for that. I wanted to know if you have any podcasts that you guys are listening to. You, like, give a little shout-out, a notable shout-out to them.
I do.
Do you guys not listen to podcasts?
I've been really on Call Her Daddy.
Okay.
Like, pretty much weekly. But that's the one that I'm into right now. Like, I go through phases where I listen to some. I kind of want to start listening to, like, true crime ones because I think those are cool.
Yes.
I just don't know. I know, but I feel like it'd be exciting because sometimes when I'm listening to podcasts and it's like their voices are annoying me, like I get annoyed by voices. Mm-hmm. So I feel like
if it was
a true crime one, it would be like get my blood pumping, excited, like I want to know what happens type thing.
Yeah.
Those are actually really cool. I don't remember the one I was listening to because I've been going through different podcasts for the crime ones because I've been getting so many recommendations on my thing.
For crime ones?
So I've just been listening to random ones that come up. There's this one where it's like top podcast playlists of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a playlist and I just kind of click through. And if I don't like it, then I just skip to the next podcast. I think it's cool because it gets me to listen to different podcasts.
And there are specific episodes within... like different podcasts, so it's like their most popular episode from that, or like their most intriguing, which I thought was cool.
Yeah,
it's on Spotify for the listeners.
Oh yeah, Spotify. Sorry, I've been listening to No Chaser by Tim Delaghetto, but he changed his name back to Tim Chantarangsu.
Wow, what?
Why did he do that?
Chantarangsu. I don't know. I guess he's growing up, you know, he's got a baby on the way with Chia, but it's also with Nikki Blades, who was born in Hawaii, and then Ricky Shucks.
Wow.
So they all are on this podcast, and they just talk about the day-to-day, all cool stuff. I don't know, I think it's really interesting.
I like the name, No Chaser, that's tight.
Mm-hmm. And at the beginning of every episode, they sing a song. So Tim usually starts it, and then, not the whole song, but Tim usually starts it, and then the other two...
Give us a taste.
They were singing older songs. They were singing a Stevie Wonder song. And I was
Stevie.
Like, yeah, and they knew all of the lyrics, and I thought it was so cute. And you know how some parts where people just chime in for certain words?
Oh, yeah.
They
we
did
got
that.
Your background, right?
It was so cute.
Three of us, we got your background.
Yeah. Go ahead, start us off.
I don't know what to sing.
Bring us in.
I really don't know what to sing. Someone else started it off.
We're not the singers.
Okay. No,
we're the backup.
Neither are they. They're not singers either. But yeah, I think that was a cool thing because every single episode starts with a
song. That's cool.
I haven't really been on my like podcast game lately, but I have been listening to I have been listening to Lauren Elizabeth's podcast. That like mood. Yeah, mood. It comes up like I will listen to it like occasionally, but I haven't been on my podcast game, but I do like her podcast because she just talks about like her favorite, like current favorite things or like things that like happen throughout her week. And like sometimes you just need like that. I find her life kind of interesting just because she's like kind of a celebrity and like her boyfriend's kind of famous. She's kind of famous. It's just, but she's like also normal. So like it's interesting to like hear that kind of like her lifestyle and stuff like that.
She's like really good friends with Greg Sulkin, mm-hmm. who was Mason mm-hmm. on Wizards of Waverly Place, mm-hmm. and Joey King. Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't know. Her life seems, it's like a little interesting. And like, I like her when she does like her favorites, like either it's like her beauty favorites or like her like new health favorites or because she's like trying to like be healthy and stuff now. I was like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. She's actually sober, yes, too. Yes,
She's been sober for like a couple months now, or like during quarantine she got sober, and like she used to like be in a wine club, which is crazy to like go from that to like being sober. So, and like I also stopped drinking alcohol, so I was like, interesting. I haven't seen the benefits yet because I'm still breaking out, but we'll see.
I've never been a huge podcast listener.
Yeah, same.
I used to listen to The Office Ladies. I more so listen to the Harry Potter read-along.
Yes!
I listen to that as I'm going to sleep, and then I'll have bypassed, like, 4 chapters while I'm sleeping, and then I'll have to go back.
Oh, that used to be me. With audiobooks.
So that's what I listen to.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one where Daniel Radcliffe reads the first chapter?
Yes.
Okay, and I stopped after a couple of people.
So they mix between, like, the actors from the movie, the actors from, like, the Broadway play, and then, and then just like other people who have played a part in like the making of the movies and stuff. So like Hagrid read a chapter.
What?
Luna Lovegood. Yeah. So it's cool.
I am, speaking of Harry Potter, I'm going on a Harry Potter marathon. Yeah, because I've been doing, this is why I haven't been listening to podcasts, because I've been watching movies. I've been doing like series. So I did like Divergent, Hunger Games.
You watch all of those already? Wow.
I have my book list.
Those are actually really good.
Yeah, so Harry Potter. I'm on Harry Potter.
I'm so happy for this moment.
Another podcast I listen to, it's like one of my favorites. It is my favorite. I listen to it every week. It's this one called Brown Sugar Hour. Oh my god. Are you familiar?
You had me for a second. I was like, oh my god, what is
I was so excited.
I'm excited.
I listen to it probably every single day just because I have to edit it and I post it, and then I listen to it afterwards to make sure all of my edits were right and I didn't miss anything or, you know, but
I listen to it.
I don't know. I love Brown Sugar Hour. It's my favorite. I follow it. I subscribe. Did all of the buttons.
Same. I listen to it right when it comes out on Mondays.
8 o'clock Hawaii Standard Time, 11 o'clock.
Pacific
Standard Time. There you go. You heard it here live.
It's like kind of a flex, low-key, like when you're listening to your own podcast, like driving your own car. It's like when people listen to their own music. That's mm-hmm. how I feel.
And you see it on Spotify. Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
I'm on Spotify.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. And, like, I've been getting, like, more of my friends have been reaching out saying that they're, oh, we love your podcast and stuff, like I'm gonna listen to it, and like, or I'm following it on Spotify and stuff like that. I'm like, dang, thanks for the support.
Yeah,
I love,
and I see us like getting more Instagram followers. Like a bunch of Tomley's cousins in New Zealand have like followed our page and stuff, and I'm like, oh my god, hi, people are noticing.
I know, my hairstylist, or is that what you call them?
Yeah.
My hairstylist, she listens to our podcast, and she requested, she loves it, and she requested if we could do like a talk about skincare for an episode, and then from that, yeah, I was like, that's, we can totally do that, and my dad was like, what if we also get her on to do hair care episode, because she's a specialist on it.
Yes, you know? We should, because
and
my hair is
super cute.
Where hair is falling out.
Hi, Mide. Yay. Love you. Thanks for listening.
Give us the tips.
Okay, I have a quick question for you guys.
Ooh, intrigue.
Okay. Ask away.
If you found a locked door and had to get in, how would you get in?
Wait, huh? Do we have
the key? If I found a locked door, needed to get in. Yeah, if
you
found...
Mm-hmm. How would you get in?
Do we have the keys?
So, are you saying you would look for the keys? Oh. What would you do?
Bang on the door?
What would I'd you do? How would you get in?
Physical force first?
I think I would... Like, you know, I think we all would just, like, try to turn the knob a couple of
times. Can I access tools?
What would you do?
This is like
access tools. I'm gonna unscrew the hinges.
Yeah, exactly. If I get a toolbox, I'm opening the door. Or if I don't have a toolbox, I'm gonna walk around the door and see where else I could sneak in through. If a window, I can go through a window.
You can't sneak through. There's only one door you need to get in.
Quick question. Oh wait, you said in.
You need to get in.
You said what side of the door? What if I could just unlock it?
You want to get in. Okay, so based on your answers. There's a locked door and you're trying to get in. What would you do?
Open it and be aggressive, and then someone will obviously come from the inside and be like, "Were you trying to open the door?" I'd be like, "Yes." If nobody's in the inside, then we would break it. Like, that's it.
Okay, I'll analyze your answers. So the first thing Brandy said, you would bang on the door, you would knock, right? Okay. Ali'i, you said you would knock it down.
I would try.
Okay. And then Sarah, what did you say? Did you say you would pick the lock?
I just said I would be aggressive with
the door. Pick the lock or you would find the keys. What would you have done?
I think I would
probably pick the lock, because that's what you were saying.
Pick the lock.
Okay. Like, perfect. I'm going to tell you what that means. So, Brandy, knocking on the door, banging on the door, you're a Hufflepuff. Ali'i, trying to knock it down, you're a Gryffindor. Sarah, trying to pick the lock,
you're a Slytherin. I knew it!
And me, I would try and look for the key. I'm a Ravenclaw.
Yo, this is crazy. We got all the houses up in here.
You know?
Better dude, me. That's so crazy.
I kind of think I'm a Hufflepuff.
I for sure think I'm a Slytherin.
I think you're a Slytherin, Sarah.
That's so crazy. The first thing you said, you'd be like, I would like try and open it, unlock the door, and like pick it. I was like, dude, crazy. Wow, Slytherin. Brandy, first thing you did was bang on the door.
Anybody?
Holy moly. Hufflepuff. And then your first answer, Ali, literally right out the mouth. Knock it down. That's Gryffindor.
We're really all one of each house?
That's insane.
That's crazy. I love that. I didn't know what you guys were going to say, but the fact that you basically said that, that's so crazy. I love that so much. Okay, I'm like, Harry Potter, everyone. Stay tuned for a Harry Potter episode. Yay. I'm geeking right now. One day, we'll have
it. We will.
My brother's really excited to have that episode as well.
I'm going to watch them all in October for Halloween.
Do the Halloween marathon. What? A Harry Potter marathon. Marathon?
Yeah.
Marathon. Marathon.
Y'all know what I meant.
Okay, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. And we're back. All right. So, I thought somebody else was going to say something.
Sorry, I was going to, but then I was like, I haven't been saying it. Welcome, 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 welcome. Is that even how it goes?
No, that's not yours. That's Ali's.
Welcome, 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 welcome to Illyria.
What's mine?
Welcome back, welcome back,
welcome back.
Yeah, that one. But this next part, I wrote in the notes, I said, don't hate me because of this next topic. It'll be short. Because, listeners, if we all know, if y'all been keeping up, Brandy and Sarah could care less about this next topic. But I found some games that I think they would like. And I really want them to play with me in these games.
I have played one of the games that's on your list.
Me too. Perfect.
Let's start with that. So, one of my games is Fall Guys.
I don't know what that is.
Everywhere. I think it's the cutest and weirdest. I don't want to say ugliest, because I don't think it's ugly. I just think it's a little weird. But there are these. I have a little description for it. Give me a second. So they are, it's kind of like a battle royale game, which is kind of weird, but it's like a knockout kind of wipeout thing, but in video game form. And there's these jelly bean like figures that move around this three-dimensional playing field. And these players can jump, They can grab, they can climb, they can dive. And your aim is basically to finish each task one by one. And if you don't finish it within a certain time or within a certain amount of players, then you get eliminated. And I don't know, I think it's kind of fun. I haven't played it. Sarah has, right?
I have played it. The little figure character guys sort of remind me of those, like, little beans that you used to have when you were kids. And how do I explain this?
Oh.
Like, remember those little beans with, like, the metal? The,
yeah, and you, like, knock it down.
The metal. Yeah, and you knock it down, but it, like, wobbles back
yeah.
up.
Yeah, or yeah, yeah.
Like, it just, like, wobbles around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's exactly what I'm reminded of when I play this game. And yeah, so I've only played it once, and it was whatever. Like, I don't know how people can just, like, continuously play video games. So, like, it was hard for me to, like, get the point of it. But, yeah, it was cool. I don't know what else to say about it. It's just...
The thing with these games is that I think it's fun to just take some time out of your day and do something else other than go on social media and... You know, it's mm-hmm. just something that you can do. And because this is, like, a very social game, like, it's a multiplayer game, you can play it with friends. That's what I like. I'd rather do that than the ones where you play by yourself, because then that's not fun to me. But the next one I think we'd be all good at is Among Us. I ran it past Ali yesterday. I sent her, like, oh, my gosh, I really want us to play this game. So, Brandy, I'm going to explain it to you.
No, I know what it is.
That I can. Me too. Oh, okay. I don't know what it is.
Oh, so, I'll explain it to Sarah.
Yeah.
So, basically, it's a game that it's space-themed, and the players take one of two roles. So, the first role would be crewmates, and the second would be imposters. And so, the goal of the crewmates is to identify the imposters, eliminate them, and complete tasks around the maps, while the imposters, they go around, be clever, sly, and try and sabotage and kill the other crewmates before they complete all their tasks. And what's actually really cool about this game is that once somebody is killed, you can click on the body and you basically debate on who you think is sus, who you think is the imposter, because it's basically... The max is 10 players, and so there's going to be, say, one or two of them are imposters. No one knows who the imposters are except for the imposter themselves. So you have to be like, I think this person killed this person, and why? And you can go back and forth, and I think it's funny because...
Like Clue?
Kind of like Clue, yeah. It's like a mafia game. Hmm. Or like Cutthroat, you know, when you're in the dark and somebody kills you and you have to lie on the floor. Yeah.
Definitely Clue vibes.
Yes. So you have to find the killer, the imposter. And I think it's hilarious because a lot of people have been playing it. And there's a lot of, like, debates and heated arguments that come up. And I think it's so funny because it's this little game. They're like, what task did you do? No, you didn't do that. You were probably venting to somewhere else, you know? So I think we'd be really good. I really want to play it with Pohai, Tomonui, and Kalena. Just because they all play it, I'll see the attitude.
No.
Oh.
We don't know. We only heard about it when Alyssa told me.
Oh.
But she is interested in how their competitiveness will transcend into this game.
Yeah, so it's really, really funny.
Yeah.
And I think we'd be super good at it.
My brother was the first one that told me about it. And then him and his girlfriend play it. And then I found out my niece plays it. And she's been, like, begging me to download the game so that... I can play with her, and I keep telling her that I don't have room on my phone. I don't have storage to download the game. She's like, why don't you ever have storage to download games? Because she also wants me to download, like, Roblox, you know, like, kid games and stuff. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know.
It's just an adult tactic to not let you play on my phone.
Yeah, really. It really is. But this game is an online game, so you can play with strangers,
yeah.
But I think it's most fun when you play with your friends because you can just be on, like, a phone conversation or, like, a Zoom conversation like this and just turn off your cameras and we can talk. We would mute when we play the game and it would come back when we would have the little meetings to debate. Yeah, I think it'd be super fun. I don't know if you're up
maybe
for it.
Maybe one day I'll download it.
That so
I'll
funny.
Download it maybe one day.
It's just a lot more fun when we're playing with friends and... with the max amount of people, because then you can get the most out of the game.
Okay, you convinced me.
Yay. And then we can play some easy first rounds, practice rounds.
Yeah, because so I really didn't know how to play.
Yeah, definitely.
I just think it looks funny because they look like penguins, like club penguins.
They're so cute, yeah. The last game I wanted to bring up, we've played multiple times, and I think we've played for hours.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Is Scriblio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, we should call Jared and be like, hey, do you want to play Among Us with us? But Scriblio, we used to play that, not a lot, but...
We just played it a few times for a long time.
You know why? Yeah. It was the beginning of quarantine when, like, drinking online with our friends and playing dumb games was, like, a real, like, it's really happening. Yeah. But because as quarantine went on and on, like, people are just, like, getting tired and, like, I think people are just more over, like, the whole quarantine thing.
Yeah. We played House Party.
House Party, Squad Cast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We did it all.
But the Scriblio was fun.
Scriblio was really fun.
Who found that game?
Jaren.
Was it Jaren? Yes.
Was it really?
Because we called him, we all FaceTimed him on his birthday because we were doing either photo roulette or party house or house party.
Photo roulette?
Yeah.
Forgot.
Oh my gosh, and photo roulette.
We were all FaceTiming him and because it was his birthday, he was like, we're trying to get him to play a game, but he ended up like, no, dude, Scriblio. And we're like, oh, okay. And then we played for like 2 hours that night. And then we like play again.
That was fun.
Yeah.
We need to bring these games
back. I totally forgot about photo roulette.
I don't know. Social media has been a big thing recently. I have been spending more time on Snapchat and TikTok and IG.
100%.
Instagram.
Same.
I second that.
I mean, I'm trying to see the good side of it because I know there can be a lot of negative connotation to social media. Especially now where all of our lives are pretty much on social media now because we can't go out anywhere. Yeah, I don't know. It's just really hard. I know Brandy was talking to us earlier off the podcast how she's now on Harry's podcast, Harry TikTok, Harry Potter TikTok.
Yeah, and like witch TikTok, baking TikTok, what was my other, like travel TikTok, I don't know. Like different niches on TikTok that like all kind of fit my interests and I guess like what is it, the algorithm or like the is that what it's called?
Yeah,
like, the algorithm, like they just know what I'm into and they only show me like TikToks that are like all about this stuff and like I think it's so funny and that's what like sucks me in and like makes me stay on TikTok for hours. I don't know, I think it's like kind of funny and crazy. Oh, dog TikTok. Like cute dogs.
On TikTok, I go on TikTok every night. Like that's my night routine before I go to bed.
I go every scroll. Night, every morning.
Yeah, I don't go in the morning because I feel like when I'm still waking up, sometimes I fall asleep while I'm holding my phone, and you know, TikTok doesn't stop. Like it won't auto lock your phone.
Oh yeah,
so, like, it'll just keep going until I wake up and I've watched it like 70 times or something.
Oh right, I noticed that it doesn't do that. It doesn't turn off.
No. So I've fallen asleep multiple times with TikTok going off on my phone.
Wait, that just happened to me.
Yeah.
I was trying to go to bed, though, but I was on TikTok. And then I woke up at, like, 2 in the morning because I think my dog was on the bed. And then I woke up and I looked at my phone and it had a TikTok video, but it was on pause for some reason. So I must have, like, tapped it during the night and my phone was, like, so hot. Because it was just, like, on.
Doesn't that play into the algorithm, too? Like, the more seconds or something that you're on a
single TikTok, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Or, like, social media in general, I think it keeps track of that, too. How long you're on a post, whether you like it or not. That's so crazy. Isn't there, like, a new Netflix show that talks about that?
Oh,
yes. Oh, my God, it came out, like, 2 weeks ago. Socially connected.
Connected?
I don't know, something like that. It was something about that.
Wait, I saw the preview for that, like socially connected,
something along those lines, right?
I had like a happy face on the
I've been like on my Instagram game low-key.
All of you guys?
Yeah, not me. Alyssa,
yeah,
Sarah,
the heck.
I haven't posted a picture since May 27th. And then, most recently, I just posted 2 photos, like, 3 days after each other.
The last picture I posted was a throwback because that's all I have.
Yeah, right? I know. The only reason why I have these little pictures because I went on a staycation.
Those are so nice, though.
Thank you.
Both of you had, like, golden vibes.
Yes.
Thank you. I know. Alyssa's is so cute, too.
I was like, oh, these are surprises. Oh, when did y'all do this? I was like, oh, so cute.
It's because I got new jeans.
I love those jeans.
Your jeans?
They're the asymmetric ones.
Yeah, your jeans recently have been so cute. Oh, my goodness. The last picture I posted, I had the Jeans Warehouse bucket hat on.
Did they
come back? And I tagged them. And they liked the photo. I was like, LMAO, Jeans Warehouse.
Sponsor me.
But it is a really cute hat.
It is. It's kind of surprising the way that you guys would talk about that place.
You want to know something? It matches my the skin on my gun on my Call of Duty game. So I think it's really cute. It's like a spider web kind of a look in a way. Or like tie-dye. Yeah.
And then your top is also from Princess Polly, right?
Yes. My top is from Princess Polly, but I bought it at a thrift store.
Oh, yes.
Cute.
Yeah.
I've been loving those style tops, though.
So I really cute. Have. I didn't wear, I have a bra. Just, well, like, the shape of those shirts are, like, so supportive in its own because it's, like, you know, tight right underneath your chest. So it's, like, it supports you enough.
Yeah, I've been loving the square neckline.
Mm. I don't like necklines, but when I put this top on, I was like, okay, I can vibe with it. I think I don't like square necklines because I don't really have boobs. So I really need something that's like a little, like I don't benefit from a square neckline. I benefit from like a swoop or a V.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Know your boobs.
Know your boobs. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, speaking of boobs, Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes. It is. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Happy October.
Yes.
Wow, yeah. I don't have anywhere to go with that.
No, but like, know your boobs, though.
Yeah.
Literally, do your tests. Literally, do your tests.
I know.
I do it every month.
Look at them in the mirror and make sure that, you know, you don't see anything different. It's really important. Mm-hmm.
Take care of yourself, everyone.
Period.
Period.
Because of this whole social distancing thing, in Hawaii, we're kind of ish opening up.
We're on tier one.
Is it? Yes, we're on tier one. Is it the same for you, Sarah?
What is?
Yeah, where are you guys at as far as your like restrictions and things?
It's very different because I live in LA County, we are still pretty strict. Like you are not allowed to eat. Dine in restaurants, only outdoor seating only.
Oh.
Yeah. So you're not allowed to go inside of restaurants. It's strictly outdoor seating. In Orange County, people don't really care, like, at all. Mm-hmm. So I particularly don't necessarily like going there because I don't like ignorance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, everything is, like, for the most part, open out there.
Wow. Right now we're at, you can dine in, no party bigger than 5. Yeah. Has to be in your household, although they don't really check. Like, they'll just ask, are you in the same household?
Oh, really?
So, like, people could just, yeah. And then they'll make one person usually, well, most places are making one person fill out, like, a tracker form.
Yeah, yeah.
With, like, your name and address. Just so that, like, if someone, like, if they have a case and someone had COVID, who was there, then they can see who was there.
At that time. They're not doing that for us.
And
I don't even know that because my family hasn't eaten out since March. We haven't gone to a restaurant since March. Mm-hmm. We only go to the store, the grocery store, or like Target maybe once a week, not even that, like every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I don't leave my house.
I was looking out for the beach.
Oh, isn't it?
So now you can go parties of 5 doesn't have to be in your household. But if you want to put up like a pop-up tent, like not camping tent, but just like any kind of tent, you need a permit.
What?
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah, because I think then it starts to look like a
party. Like, yeah.
Together.
Party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, yeah.
What if we got a big umbrella?
I don't know. I think that's fine.
Perfect. I'll meet you guys at the beach.
Gee.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just glad that we're at least doing something. There's some type of rule instead of just being out in the open. We don't care. So I can't be too mad.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm taking the right precautions. My family's taking the right precautions. You know, Super random question. What's the strangest movie you've ever seen? I got one.
Strangest? That's so hard because I watch so much movies.
That's hard. I watch a lot of movies as well.
I just watched a weird one the other night. It was called Alien Addiction.
That sounds weird.
It was a New Zealand movie, and it was a comedy.
Oh.
I didn't know what to expect at all. Tom and Wayne Pohai just said there was a New Zealand movie coming out on Amazon Prime, and it was coming out, like, last week, and so we watched it when it came out. And they told me, like, not to look into it, and there was no point to the movie at all. Like, there was no... I mean, the whole movie was the main character smoking weed with aliens who landed near his house. And, like...
What?
The aliens were, like, trying to find something on Earth that gave them, like, nutrients and made them feel good. They found that, like, animal crap gave them that high. And so...
What the?
Like, shrooms.
So found that his house was the nearest to where their ship landed. And so they had a tube connecting from his house plumbing to their ship so that they could drain everything. He, like, follows the tube, finds their ship, like, climbs in it, and then they discover him, and then it, like, just, like, flashes to them smoking weed outside of the ship. And
so strange.
That is, and they're just, so, and he's just, like, taking them around.
Yeah, I think that's the strangest movie.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. There's mine.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't recommend. I feel like I wasted time.
My strange movie is nothing like Ali's strange movie, but it was that one movie we watched in Flagstaff that we just picked.
We watched a lot of strange ones.
I don't know what it was. Was it the one that we picked? I think it was Netflix. I don't even know what it was, but it was just country movie that was cute, and then all of a sudden they started singing out of nowhere.
Yeah, the country musical. Yo, what was that called?
I have no idea, but that one was so strange to me. We were just like, I think we were making dinner or something. We just needed something on in the background, and then all of a sudden, these people started singing.
It was Netflix.
Was it Netflix? It was like Country Strong or something. Country Love.
Like My Love Forever, My Forever Love. Or
we thought
like that.
We thought it was like a love story, but then it was a musical.
That was so strange to me.
Well, Brandy's looking up. I have a weird one. But, like, I like this weird movie.
Okay.
Have you seen Across the Universe?
No.
It's, like, the Beatles rendition sort of movie. Yeah, so it's just, like, a movie where they, like, sing all the Beatles song, and it's, like, in the 60s, and, like, they go through, like, all of, like, the different eras within the 60s. So there's, like, a weird, like, hippie drug phase where it's all, like, psychedelic and crazy, and like they sing I am the Eggman, I am the Walrus, cuckoo, 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 you know that Beatles song?
Yeah
So they sing
how you're singing it is hilarious.
I'm not a singer, but it's like the movie's so weird but like also so good at the same time.
I can't find that one movie, but
oh, I know another weird movie we've all watched together. That movie, Everything, Everything.
Which one was that?
Is that the one where she's stuck in the bubble, like in her house? And then they go to Hawaii?
Oh, yeah.
That one was weird.
What's his name?
Nick Robinson.
Nick Robinson. Yeah.
Yes.
That movie was weird. I remember watching it. I was like.
And then Rue from Hunger Games.
Joe Dirt.
Weird movie. Joe
Dirt. You, like, have to watch Joe Dirt when it's on.
That movie, like, about tag. Like, grown men playing tag.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good
movie. It was weird.
It was weird, though.
It was so weird, but I really liked it.
What was, like, a good movie?
That we've seen recently?
Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh, never heard of that.
It's with Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and so this guy with autism, like, lives in a care home. And aspires to be a wrestler, like a show, like one of those, like WWE wrestlers. And like, because he watches it on TV, so he really wants to be it. So he escapes from the home to go fulfill his dreams of being one. So while he's on the run, he meets Shia LaBeouf, who's also on the run from just like these guys. Shia LaBeouf ends up helping him get to where he's trying to go, and they end up becoming friends.
Oh, that's cool.
The main character actually has autism. So like it's really so he's not just like an actor playing it, but like he has it. So, and he did a really good job. I know you guys don't really care for scary movies
at all.
Right, But I finally watched, I think it was just called The Boy or something like that. The one with the doll. I've never even. Okay.
Definitely not. I would never watch that movie.
Not being super scary to me, but like really interesting. Ugh. Like the plot twist was a plot twist and it was like really mind blowing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it just like, is it actually like a horror movie or is it a thriller suspense?
I think it's kind more of movie? Thriller than horror.
Okay, because I think I can watch the thriller suspense ones.
I mean, there was obviously like a couple deaths, but like the majority of the movie was not like constant killing and horror. For me, the biggest thing was that whole plot twist. It was nuts.
Interesting.
Which made me like it so much.
Do you have any other comments, thoughts, concerns? No, ma'am.
Go listen to Mama's Boy, streaming on all platforms.
Don't forget to
let us know your favorite song.
Excuse me. Don't forget to register to vote.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And that is all we have for today's episode of Brown Sugar Hour. Just wanted to say go ahead and follow us on Instagram at grove.girls. Like, comment, subscribe, follow, and we will see you all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace out.